Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudi was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the life and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite scholars, dignitaries, and ulama. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, one from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi, and another from the University of Qom, a faculty member of University of Qom, Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhruhani. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Dr. Fakhruhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
So in this new series of the program, The Teacher, in the month of Muharram and Safar, we try to talk about and discuss the life and works of those outstanding ulama who produced at least one outstanding work about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. That's why for today's discussion, we want to talk about a scholar maybe very much unknown to some of our dear listeners, Sheikh Fazl Ali Ghazvini, the author of Al-Imam al-Hussein wa Ashabuhu. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with you, brother. Give us a little bit background about this outstanding man, Sheikh Fazl Ali Ghazvini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum, Ya Aba Abdullah. Our condolences on the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein and his companion. As you said, Fazl Ali Ghazvini, the author of this book, he is born in 1290 in one of the villages of Ghazvin, the city which is located in almost in center of Iran. He had a long journey before he reaches to Najaf, whereby he benefited from the outstanding scholars, namely Akhund Khorasani and Mirza Habibullah Rashti. So before he reaches 15 years old, his father sends him to another city. Actually, from the village, he sends him to Qazvin to stay with the Hawza As-Salihiyya and learn the Hawza lessons. And yes, from there, he moves to Tehran for a short period of time. He stays in Tehran, continues his scholarly life, and from there, he moves to Isfahan in order to benefit from the philosophy and Irfan next to the outstanding great scholars who were living in Isfahan.
That's right.
And after he finishes this package of lessons in Isfahan, he moves to Najaf, where he can benefit from the presence of the great Ustaz, who is Akhund Khorasani. And after some years, he can gain and obtain the permission of Ijtihad and locate himself and place himself in the circle of Istifta of Akhund Khorasani. When we imagine the position of Akhund Khorasani in terms of fiqh usul, so it gives us the picture of the great position of Ayatollah Ghazvini in terms of the noble understanding on fiqh usul. So
that's
this is very important dimension of his life that must be looked upon.
Yes,
it is not only to be the author of one book, historical or maqtal book. No, he has reached the level of ijtihad, and he has been given this opportunity to be placed in the circle of the istifta, whereby they could receive different questions that they wouldn't find the response in the official book of the marja. So this circle of ijtihad would sit together, discuss together to come up with the response for the actually people who had asked those.
So it's usually a consultation group, isn't it? Shaped around the character of an outstanding marja, especially the students, and sometimes, for example, through argumentation or reasoning or deductions, an answer to a specific fiqhi or historical question must be given, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that's all right. Really beautiful, and shows how rich the teaching courses of Akhund Khorasani and his students were. Let's get back to Fazl Ali Mahdavi Ghazvini, Dr. Fakhruhani. Most of the time, you know, the authors who have been the students of Akhund Khorasani are famous for fiqh or usul al-fiqh or something like that. But this time, this author, and he is known with a historical book, and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that is Ashab al-Hussein, or we can say al-Imam al-Hussein wa Ashabahu. What is this book exactly? What is the content? And what was the main motivation of the author to compose such a book?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sallallahu alayki Abu Abdullah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It must be indicated that the Shia religious seminaries, Hawza, where we find them, whether in Iraq, in southern Lebanon, in Iran, in the Indian subcontinent or elsewhere, there are places or, I mean, academic spaces where such scholars are trained irrespective of the chief denomination or chief academic in the voice of the top-ranking marja taqlid.
Okay.
Granted that Akhund Khorasani was very much famous because of his in the voice and his achievements in fiqh, in principles of fiqh or jurisprudence. However, we find that in his circle, there were certainly many giants of knowledge in various branches of Islamic scholarship, including Islamic history. And the late Fazl Ali Ghazvini was one such figure who benefited from the jurisprudential formulas or yardsticks and applied them in the realm of Shia Islamic history.
Right. Including the story of Karbala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and mainly being concerned with the ashab of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, in the story of Karbala. What does it show? Why the dedication to the Ashab of Imam al-Hussein? Because when you look at the content of the book, for example, the Maqtal of the Imam, the name of the, we can say, the women who were present at Karbala scene, the men who were companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and all this. What is the significance?
Yes, the significance, manifold. First of all, there are at least two trends. One is, historical trend, or, for example, a kind of storytelling or literary trend, in which the author might regard himself, rightful enough to add some details, as commonly called, zaban hal.
Yes.
Some psychological or imaginative states or wordings, and ascribe them to any of the figures that was present on the plain of Karbala, in contrast to some people who were really very delicate, people of very high standards and yardsticks, and they were trained in the field of usul fiqh. Those people who were trained in the school of usul fiqh, they were not some such people to be deceived very easily, and they rarely accepted whatever told by someone else. In this regard, I should like to say that I do have a copy of this book, and the edition that I have was, it was printed in four volumes in the year 2015 by Imam Hussein's Holy Shrine.
Okay.
That's and the last volume, the main text is available in three volumes, plus the last one, which is, which consists of various indexes, prepared based on the main body of the book.
That's all right. Okay.
Here we find that, let me add this one. Okay. Here we added that, Fazl Ali Ghazvini's approach, even regarding Imam al-Hussein's companions, is quite critical. He doesn't accept anything totally or blindly, rather any indication given over there, receives a very detailed analysis, either from the point of Arabic linguistic and literary scholarship or from historical perspective. Yes.
And this is a look that we expect from the student of Akhund Khorasani, especially in the historical facts. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's get to the main content of this book. Al-Imam al-Hussein wa Ashabahu, what is the main content of this book and how did you find it?
Okay, before we talk about the main topics that Sheikh Ghazvini has dealt with in this book, I think this is also very important to know that he was assigned by Akhund Khorasani to go back and stay in your hometown, Ghazvin, and start teaching, doing tabligh, and being with the people. Otherwise, he would stay with Akhund Khorasani in Najaf, and yes. we wouldn't expect such a book from him. So I think it was a very okay. important point okay. to know that how they would take into consideration the role of tabligh and being yes. among the people.
Yes.
It was a kind of sacrifice.
Yes.
If we are familiar with the atmosphere of the ulama, it is a kind of sacrifice to go and stay with the people yes. and do the tabligh. So
that's right.
we can consider this as one of the fruits for his sacrifice. Yes. And then regarding the topics, this is good to know that the book has been divided into 9 chapters, mm-hmm. starting from the all speeches or khutab, khutbaha.
Okay. Yes.
All khutab or speeches that Imam has delivered, and the book's messages, I mean the risalat, yes. or those communication that would have been taken place in terms of written form
yes.
between the Imam and the people, including from the Kufa or different people, even Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah.
Okay.
And then we have the short sayings of the Imam mm-hmm. in the 3rd chapter. In the 4th chapter, we have the wasaya. The wasaya means the last words of Imam to his families, companions, and the rest.
Yes, okay.
And then in the 5th chapter, we can talk about the way that Imam left mm-hmm. Mecca. And then he moved to Iraq. Actually, he had started the journey
yes.
to Iraq. And then it reaches the chapter 6, in which he talks about the incidents and mm-hmm. events took place by the night of Ashura.
Okay, which are really and they, important. Okay.
Yes, okay. and what took place on the day of Ashura will be classified in the chapter 7.
Okay.
And this is very important to know. It is not a kind of short information. The whole book, as my dear teacher just mentioned, that he has got 4 volumes of
yes,
book.
Yes.
So the whole book in the version that I have, it includes 500 pages. So it's a very huge book.
Yes.
It's not a kind of
okay.
just referring to the things briefly. No,
that's
when
right.
he talks about something, he tries to comprehensively cover all things which mm-hmm. has even single
yes.
or short relationship to the Ashura.
Yes, that's right.
So in chapter 8, he talks about the... Actually, this is regarding the yes. Maqtal.
Yes, yes.
Yes, the way that all companions got martyred and
yes.
also Imam Hussein alayhi salam
okay.
got martyred. And the last one, which is very important, that he also has emphasized about the extraordinary events which took place after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam,
right.
based on Shia and Sunni
references
sources.
And
yes,
sources.
This is very important because
right.
we have heard that sun has been darkened, or
yep.
the cry of the heavens,
yes, yes.
angels,
yes, yes.
things like this.
Okay.
And he brings up the analogy of Prophet Yahya,
uh-huh.
or Prophet John,
yes.
When that type of martyrdom took place, that we know that
yes,
they
yes.
beheaded
yes,
him,
yes. Yes, yes.
the infidels.
Yes, yes.
So he says the same, that we have the ahadith
uh-huh.
regarding the
okay.
Prophet Yahya after his martyrdom.
Mm-hmm.
It is not far from our mind to mm-hmm. believe in the ahadith that we have regarding
so,
the son of the
okay.
Prophet. Yeah.
So with comparative analysis, he brings us some other examples of these extraordinary events that took place after the martyrdom, or, for example, demise of great men of the history of religion.
Or better to say, first of all, he brings up the riwayat
uh-huh.
from
okay.
both
okay.
sources, Shia
yes.
sources and Sunni
yes.
sources. And
yes.
then, in order for our listeners to
yes.
comprehend it,
yes.
he says, okay, the same that we had
okay.
such a riwayat and reports regarding the way or the incidents which took place
yes.
after the martyrdom
okay.
of Yahya, the
yes,
prophet.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So this is not very far
okay.
from our
That's
mind
right.
to believe in whatsoever we have regarding Imam Hussein, the son of the last
okay.
prophet, which is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, how did you find this part of the book, especially? I mean, about the extraordinary events that took place on the day of Ashura, especially after the martyrdom.
Yes, in this regard, it must be indicated, as the late Ayatollah Sheikh Fazl Ali Ghazvini never cited anything except with making detailed and precise references to authentic and reliable sources.
Yes.
It must be indicated that those incidents certainly took place.
Okay.
Otherwise, such a critical-minded scholar like Ayatollah Sheikh Fazl Ali Ghazvini wouldn't have mentioned them.
Yes.
As in the earlier part of my contribution, I indicated there are at least, I mean, two branches of those people who usually recount the events of Karbala, those who rely on other people's recountings, and those people who approach everything, not only critically, but in such a way that, they might seem to be finding any counter-evidence, so that at the end they might accept something.
And regarding the Ashab of Imam al-Hussein, in this book, you find it absolutely authentic, isn't it?
Yes, really. Okay. And it must be indicated that, for example, there may be some interpolations in the case of some of the companions of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. In this case, we find that Fazl Ali Ghazvini presented a detailed list together with the specifications and the comments and the reactions of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam.
And the lineage of these people, I mean, generation after generation, were really honored to be among the martyrs of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. I mean, the great ancestor was among the martyrs, so they were honored among the Arabs, isn't it?
Yes.
In the Shia world, okay.
There are many Arab dynasties even right now in, I mean, in, in the Middle Eastern region who take pride that their ancestor was one of the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
And this shows the
significance. Everything is carefully confirmed. Yes.
Okay. This is like, for example, how could I say, the royal family of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, isn't
Certainly.
It? I mean, the noble blood that is among the Ashab of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, generation after generation, and they are proud of it. That's all right. So when you go to Imam al-Hussein's holy shrine and the chamber, there is a big, big plate on the side of Imam al-Hussein, on which the name of the Ashab who were martyred, the most important ones, are mentioned over there, okay?
Yes, certainly.
That's all right. These are really neglected, I mean, scholarly speaking.
Yes.
But they are really interesting fields of study to how to take a scientific look at the story of Ashura, his the companions of Imam al-Hussein. What
There's
is the story behind?
Yes. You mentioned that, I mean, they've been overlooked. You're right. It has been so. But why? The reason is very important.
Okay.
The reason is that the magnet of the personality of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam has been so powerful and attractive that whoever enters this field of research is attracted to Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. And the minute he understands, he finds out he finds out that, he's been working on this field for at least 25 years. Okay.
That's all right.
Much time has gone, only focusing on one person.
One person.
Yes.
That's all right. Sheikh Fazl Ali Ghazvini, the author of Al-Imam al-Hussein ba'ashabuhu, passed away in the year 1367 according to the Hijra calendar. He was buried in the city of Qom in Sheikhan Cemetery, which is the burial place of so many outstanding scholars and ulema of the Shiite world. May Allah bless the soul of this outstanding man, be under the auspicious shadow and grace of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam today and always, inshallah. And thank you very much, Sheikh Mahdavi.
You're most welcome.
And Dr. Fakh Rouhani, may this program is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. علم